Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first American Academy Awards. Would you please rise for the prayer and the national anthem? Hand over your hearts. This is not the NFL. O Lord, protect our nation and bring us all together under President Donald Trump. Did you know that that was the second choice for the American national anthem? Maybe we should have an alternate. Now let's get on with the American Academy Awards. Stand by. Our first award of the evening tonight is for the greatest American singer of all time. And we're not going to tell you who it is. We're going to let you guess. So listen to what he sings, and then see if you can recognize the singer. You guessed it, folks. Congratulations to Mel Gibson, the greatest singer of all time. And the best dressed on the red carpet goes to none other than Mel Gibson. The American Academy Awards turns now to the best Latin sound and Latin orchestra. First, the Mel Gibson Orchestra. Now, back to the awards. The next award is for the best war movie entitled We Were Soldiers. And the winner is Mel Gibson. The next award goes for the most patriotic movie ever made. And the winner is, or like the Democrats like to say, the envelope, please, under the table. And the winner is The Patriot with Mel Gibson, director. And now we have the award for the best actor in a leading role, and the movie is Signs, and the leading actor is Mel Gibson. And now we come to the ladies, and the best actress in a leading role in the movie What Women Want is none other than Mel Gibson. Now we break for a show tune, and it is dedicated to none other than Mel Gibson.
Why this glow? Why the thrill when you say hello? It's a strange and tender magic you do, Mr. Wonderful, that's you. When you speak, why this joy when you touch my cheek? I must tell you what my heart knows is true, Mr. Wonderful, that's you. And why this longing to know your charms, to spend forever here? but the words keep slipping away, and I'm left with only one point of view. Mr. Wonderful, that's you. One more thing, then I'm through. Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Wonderful, Mr.
Can't believe the luck. Mel Gibson is winning everything tonight. What's next? The winner for the best historical movie, produced and directed by one man. The movie is Braveheart, and the one man, the one and only man, is Mel Gibson, director. One thing you can say about Mel Gibson, he gives you your money's worth. You never get cheated at the box office. And the next movie up for an award is called Hacksaw Ridge, about a U.S. military fighting the Japanese, and a conscientious objector sets the record for saving lives. Great movie. And the great director is Mel Gibson, director. Now we take you back to the days of the Spanish conquistadors who arrived in the New World. And Mel Gibson dug into the lives of Aztecs and Incas and showed that warfare begins with two tribes. And it doesn't matter who they are. And it's a very great depiction of the Aztec Empire. So the name of that movie is called Apocalypto. And it sends a message. And of course, you know who made that, don't you? Take a guess. Why, it's Mel Gibson. We now close our ceremony with a tribute to Mel Gibson, who was blacklisted by the communists in Hollywood. Little imps like Robert De Niro. But we're not here to picket scabs. We're here to promote a great man who has contributed much to entertainment. And we thank you, Mel, for all you did, and God loves you. And we wish you more success in the future. And so now we're going to close with a tribute song to Mel Gibson by Buddy Holly.
We're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Pictures.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love was.
Turn to the national anthem. I played you at the beginning, the second choice for a national anthem, and now I'm going to play you the original, created by the cast of World War II, The Greatest Generation. This actual recording was made in 1944, just before D-Day, where 6,000 men died on the beaches of Normandy. And if it wasn't for the Greatest Generation, none of us would be here today. We would be in camps or on the end of a bayonet. And I know you don't believe that because you live in an unreal world. You live in a world of make-believe and communist professor fantasy. But you will learn the hard way, because nobody gets out of this world alive. So, there are 47 scratches in his vinyl record. Each one represents 8,000 men who died instantaneously for you and for me, so that we could sit around and complain about secondhand smoke and global warming. Put your hand over your heart, stand at attention. We don't need any NFL kneecappers.